Chavra, so beautiful, you know, the longer shir we spoke all about Lag Bayomer. But here we can talk also about the parasha, but not just talk about parasha and Yoni Diyoma, because it's this week's parasha, parasha's Emor, where we find the mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer. In Sfiras HaOmer, it's emphasized that we're counting Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. That for some reason, the Torah calls the 7 weeks seven Shabbosos. Not Sheva Shavuos, but Sheva Shabbosos. And I think Pashtus is very simple. And even though every single day we need to be growing, and every single day we need to be working on ourselves and getting close to Hashem, and be mechazik ourselves and pulling ourselves of whatever tumma we have, and that's the avod of Sfiras HaOmer, there's no time that we do it more than Shabbos Kodesh. And Shabbos Kodesh is that day that I could disconnect completely from the secular world, from the world of responsibility, from the world that holds me down, and be reconnected to myself, and reconnected to Hashem in the deepest way, and reconnected to family, all that's important, all that, and that's the day more than any other day that I could be mechazik myself, and I could purify myself in the most beautiful ways, and therefore it's Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos. The Iker are the seven Shabbosos during these days. And Sheva is the week, and Sheva is a sense of shlemus, of completion. It was 7 days to create the world, and therefore we need seven Shabbosos. There's a little bit of a problem. Through Sfiras HaOmer, the year that we left Mitzrayim, there were only six Shabbosos. Why? We started counting right away. There should be seven Shabbosos. We started counting the second day after we leave. It's seven weeks of counting. There has to be seven Shabbosos. If it's 49, any 49-day period is going to include within it seven Shabbosos, right? What do you mean there were only six? Because when were we given the mitzvah? It's true, on some level, we kept Shabbos prior, and we know there's a famous medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu got us a day of rest. But when were we given the tzivah, the mitzvah of Shabbos in Mara? We were given the mitzvah of Shabbos in Mara. So therefore, we didn't have the first week, we didn't have Shabbos. The first, we left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, the Sage of Lamarabba says. And therefore, right away, 2 days later was Shabbos, we didn't get to Mara yet. So that Shabbos wasn't really Shabbos yet. If we kept it in some way, but we didn't have a Sivo of Shabbos, we didn't have Shabbos that were Shabbos Lashem. So the first week, we didn't have Shabbos, so we only had six Shabbosos, but we need Sheva Shabbosos to prepare for Kabbalah Torah, prepare for our marriage to Rabbanu Shalom. 7 days of Kedusha. Now we understand why Moshe was host of Yom Echad. We all know, if you count Svira, day 50 should end up on Friday. Right? If we left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, and we start counting on Friday, day 50 is Friday, we should have gotten Torah day 50. But we didn't get the Torah, Kulam Lopli, give a Shabbos in the Torah. We're giving the Torah on Shabbos. There's a whole other Torah, Sibzer of Harsh, which we've spoken over before. If you listen to the women's share I gave a few weeks ago. But Lemaisa, it should have been given on day 50 on Friday. It was given day 51 on Shabbos. It wasn't given on Vav Sivan. It was given Zayin Sivan. Why? Because Moshe hosts of Yom Echad. Moshe added one extra day. Why did Moshe add one extra day? Tzaddik says so beautifully, because he realized if we were given the Torah on Friday, we only went through six Shabbosos, because we got Shabbos and Mara, and we missed the first. He was hosts of Yom Echad, so we have Zayin Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos. We have seven Shabbosos before we're Mekabel Torah. And therefore, Mekabel Torah and Shabbos Kodesh. Chevra, if we understood the Koyach of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, that each and every one of us, we love Shabbos, we look forward to Shabbos. But let's be, if this is a Zman, in Hachan Kabbalah Torah, we're supposed to be Sheva Shabbosos. And Moshe went out, connected on some level, Abishter, and added one day to have Shabbos, another Shabbos. To each and every one of us, let's connect to Shabbos. Let's be miskasher to Shabbos. Understand how beautiful Shabbos. We all could do more Shabbos. Whether it's during our Sudas to sing a little bit more. Whether it's to learn a little bit more on Shabbos. Whether it's to daven a little bit longer on Shabbos. Be mechazik our Shabbos specifically during these weeks. You'll see the more you mechazik your Shabbos in your life, the more it will have an effect. Because Shabbos is, as the Zohar says, Heilige Reb Shimon, that Kol, Shishin, Yamim, all 6 days, all the bracha comes from Shabbos. So the more mechadeh Shabbos, the more the whole week will be full of bracha and simcha. And then we'll be zoicha bez Hashem to the yom shekul Shabbos with kula shleimu v'tishadokeinu v'mheir v'imeinu v'karov mamish bez Hashem's baruch and v'shabbat heiluga. Beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Hey Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos, 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 Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Koidesh, 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 Hoy, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Hoy, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Hoy, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Hoy, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Koidesh, Hoy, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Koidesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Koidesh, 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 I'm not a guy, I'm a shimmer, I'm 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 a guy, I'm a shimmer